Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎回来闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hi, Lulu. Hi, everyone.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought we could talk about... Oh, I've got it here somewhere. Where's that thingamajig?
Huh?
That thingamajig, you know what I mean, the thingamabob.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm trying to remember. Oh, it's a piece of paper, it's got lots of pages in it. You know, the thingamajig.
Oh, are you talking about your notebook?
That's it.
But what did you say? Thingamajig?
Thingamajig.
Is that even English?
Yeah, of course it is. It's basically what we say when we can't remember the word for something.We call it the thingamajig.
How do you spell that? Thingamajig?
Thing-a-ma-jig.
So it doesn't actually mean anything. It just means that thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, 就是有点像中文里说的啊，就那个玩意儿，就那个什么，就那啥。
Pretty much, exactly the same. But we say thingamajig or thingamabob.
Okay, and is that what we're going to talk about today?
Well...I was thinking about discussing something else, but now we're on the topic, we might as well talk about this.
Exactly. So that's not just one word, I'm guessing. There are some words like that.
Oh, there's loads in English, particularly around people who are like me, rather forgetful and absent-minded. So you can say thingamajig, thingamabob, or thingy.
And these all mean the same thing?
Pretty much. They're what we call placeholder words.
Oh, placeholder, because they're holding a place.
Yeah.
就是有点充数的那种词。
Yeah, it's just basically just to give us that bit of time to think.
And also when you're forgetting something. I think I've heard of one, is whatchamacallit. Is that the same idea?
Yeah, the whatchamacallit or the what's it.
Whatchamacallit. It is actually what you might call it.But
yeah.
You sort of crammed them together.
Yeah, and it becomes whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit. Do people actually use these words?
Mostly older people, but some young people might say it as well. It's always associated with being a bit forgetful. So it's generally seen as an older person thing to say.
Yeah, but, I mean, it happens to me as well. It happens to, I think, a lot of people. It's not about being old or young. Sometimes you know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But that particular word just slipped your mind for that brief moment. 我在中文里也经常会说，哎呀，就那个什么什么什么，哎，你知道我说的啦。So that's the sort of idea.
Pretty much exactly the same.
So whatchamacallit. It always, when we're talking about this, it reminds me of, you know those old couple that been together for ages and ages? And they talk to each other, they don't need to say, can you pass me the notebook or can you pass me the plate? They would just say...Can you just pass me the thingamajig, or whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
And the other person immediately knows.
Now, since my grandparents were exactly the same.
Oh.
So my granddad would often say the thingamabob or the thingamajig, and my grandmother would always know exactly what he was asking for.
Oh, that's a nice relationship, too. 把那啥给我拿过来 and then you immediately knows what 那啥What nesha is.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know, actually, speaking of whatchamacallit, there, you know the chocolate brand Hershey?
Yeah, the American brand.
Yeah, 好吃 Now they're known for their Hershey Kisses, but they used to have a candy bar in the 70s, actually called whatchamacallit, because I was very interested in the brand, so that's how I came to know that. And then I think they relaunched it in...The 2000s, they relaunched something called Thingamajig.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So it's just a little bit of fun factoids about the actual name for that particular chocolate bar is called whatchamacallit, or Thingamajig.
There's a good name for a chocolate bar.
Yeah, but back to thingy. You mentioned thingy. I don't know if I should ask you this, but once I was watching a very old British...comedy, Blackadder, was Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, yes.
And then they were mentioning thingy. They were using it as some sort of a euphemism for...
Yeah.
you know, specific part of human body.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, but is that, do people actually use it like that?
You can do. Basically, it's sort of like for comic effect, really.
Mm.
And it's because also thingy sounds quite funny.
Yeah. It is, a lot of it is just because of the pronunciation itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. 所以 thingy 也可以有不可描述的意思。
Yeah.
If you want to know, check out Blackadder or check out, do your own research.
Yeah.
Mm. But apart from all of these, where people generally use when they're trying to remember something, in English, there are also other things, right? Like when you're listing things, you just mm-hmm. don't want to...give the specifics.
Yeah, kind of, we might say whatnot.
Ah, whatnot. So, like, today I bought lots of fruits, apples, bananas, and whatnot.
Yeah.
就是什么什么之类的那种感觉。
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. And I've also heard people say so-and-so or such-and-such.
Yeah, so-and-so, you normally use it to talk about people as well. And in British English, you can say someone is a so-and-so.
What does that mean?
It's normally negative. It's another way of... It's like another euphemism, really.
Ah.
So, oh, he's such a so-and-so. That's normally...
就是这个人有点那啥，对吧？
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things that, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's, people will get it immediately if you know this person.
Yeah, for example, you know who.
You know who, So if you're talking about a specific person, but we're going to come to that about mm-hmm. people. So those are about things. Now let's talk about people. If you cannot remember the name for someone, then you cannot say whatchamacallit, thingamajig, because these are about things.
Yeah.
What would you use?
What's his name?
Oh, like what's his name?
Yeah.
What if it's a girl?
What's her name?
Ah, how would you actually use that in like conversation?
Oh, you never guess. I saw what's his name in the pub yesterday.
就有点像就那谁我昨天看到那谁了。
Yep. That's pretty decent translation.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, I was walking on the street and I saw what's his name or I saw what's her name. Sometimes you can also say what's his face.
What's his face?
Or what's her face?
Does it happen to you a lot? Like you're trying to tell your friends that you met this person, but you just suddenly forget.This person's name?
Constantly. I'm absolutely terrible with names.
Me too. So I constantly have to say, you know, it's just, what's his name? Or what's her name? You know that really tall guy that you just met last time?
Yeah, that's
what's his name?
What's his face? Yeah,
what's
I remember.
His face? If we're talking about someone, we'll just constantly say to each other, what's his face? What's her face?
Yeah.
Neither of us can remember the name.
No, I have to really make a conscious effort now to remember people's names.
Yeah.
I often forget.
You sound a bit senile now.
It has been accused. People have accused me of being senile in the past.
At such a young age. But I mean, I'm actually good with faces, just not with actual names.
No.
Mm. You know what? In terms of placeholder names, apart from what's his name, what's her name, is...when you genuinely cannot remember. But you also have those things like Tom, Dick, and Harry, for example.
Oh, yeah. It's quite old-fashioned now, but some people still use it. We might say, oh, any Tom, Dick, or Harry would know what that means.
That just means just the most common people.
Just everybody, anyone would know.
就是甲乙丙丁或者中文说的张三李四这个感觉。
Yeah.
Mm. And what about John Smith?
I think that's from Doctor Who, isn't it?
I've seen it somewhere else. John Smith is supposed to be one of those really generic names, I think.
Yep. John is a very common name in the UK.
Mm.
And also Smith is one of the most common surnames.
Mm.
So sometimes they might use the surname Smith or sometimes Jones as well. And it just means someone's got a very, 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 very common surname.
Or maybe you're a spy and you're just working under an alias. It just sounds fake.
Yeah, it sounds too obvious.
When you introduce yourself like, my name is John Smith, people be like, really?
Yeah. There's actually a brewery in the UK and they have a beer called John Smith.
Ah, kind of make fun of that.
Mm.
And you know, I watch a lot of crime show.
Oh, yes.
I think this is more of an American thing. For example, they found a dead body or found someone who's in a coma, who's been attacked, and they cannot really identify this person. They would call this person Jane Doe or John Doe. Like, 就是无名氏,就是女的无名氏叫 Jane Doe, 男的无名氏叫 John Doe. Have you ever heard of those?
Yeah, mostly in those American TV dramas or like crime dramas. I don't think we say it in the UK.
Honestly, you know, in China, because they were recently, there was a very popular law professor. And then when he was doing his lectures, he always uses examples of a criminal and he always calls him Zhang San.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of the same. You just say John Smith.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about if you forget things, if you forget people. I've also heard of things like doobry or doodad, like...British TV, usually.
Yeah, doobry, doodad, gizmo as well. Normally things like gadgets, I would say.
Gadgets like electronics.
Yeah, so for example, for gizmo, we might say, oh, you know, what's the latest gizmo?
What's the latest gadget?
Yeah. But also like doohickey, doobry, doodad. It's normally things like the remote control to the TV, stuff like that.
Oh, so you can be going around and just say, where's the doobries or where's the doohickey?
Yeah.
If you're 90 years old.
Yeah, if you're 90 years old.
I remember in that British comedy, Miranda was complaining about her mom saying that, oh, I hate when old people always calling things doobries.
Yes, and I dare say this, when I become that age, I might also start saying that myself.
Do freeze. But more on old people talk maybe in another episode.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to wrap up here. Today we shared pretty much a lot of nonsensical words with all of you.
Yeah.
And then on top of my head, I can't think of that many in Chinese. So if you can remember more in Chinese...similar sort of placeholder words, let us know in the comment section.
Yep. And also, if you're the same as what's her name and myself, then let us know in the comment section.
You forgot my name.
Well, it's... what?
It's Lulu, by the way.
Oh, okay. So if you're like Lulu and myself and often forget people's names or you often forget the names of things, what do you do?
Exactly.Leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
葡萄酒的甘醇和丁香、肉桂、柑橘、莓果在热气腾腾中碰撞出属于你的冬日小确幸。德国原装进口，酒馆特别优惠价，超大瓶一升装只要65，附赠香料包和手提袋，和朋友家人一起尽享欧洲圣诞集市的味道。除了原版，今年我们还新上架了无醇版本，孩子、孕妇和酒精过敏人士也能安心享用。打开我们的公众号。露露的英文小酒馆，在下方菜单进入酒馆铺子，这个冬天让热红酒来治愈你的身体和心灵吧，我们在酒馆等你。